Thank you, Aaron, and good evening to all. Hi to those that are live streaming, including my wife and my son. They're not feeling well this day, and I do appreciate the strength that the Lord gives you when you feel weak. And you know, there's a lot that's been going on, and I really struggle sometimes with all that is going on. It's difficult to see how the world is going, but at the same time, it's important that we understand that in this time in which we live, that we have a part. We're called to be strong. And as you see things unfolding, I become to realize how little of a man I actually am compared to the ever-changing dynamics of the world and religion and the struggles that go along with that. I'm always amazed at how the Lord makes you feel important, and I appreciate that. I am no theologian. I am no scholar in the who, what, where, and why of history, but I appreciate the things that I learn, that the Lord shows me, what I'm being taught, and being able to actually show the Lord that whatever it is that He calls me to do, that I'm willing to do it. And so lately I've been really, with my Sunday school class, we've been indulging in what's been going on in Russia and Ukraine. And then our brother this morning, I was really thankful for the sermon that you preached, Aaron. You know, this time that we live, I think it's very important that we are a light to others. And I'm going to talk about that a little bit tonight. But I think it's really important that we're prepared and that we have a good understanding of what's going on in the world. And so I tried to be enthusiastic. I tried to provide some valuable information to these young men and women so they know that there's more in this world that's going on than what is right in front of us. And so these things that are happening around the world, it's something that we need to pray about. And it's something that we should be constant with in our prayers as the Lord's children in Israel and everything that's going on there. And so I think that, I believe that we're all called up to be a part of this struggle, this fight, that fight against good and evil. And I wanted to start off, and you know, the Lord has put some scriptures in my heart, and I like information, but tonight it's probably going to be pretty short. But I just wanted to encourage all of us to begin to be prepared. I don't know what the Lord has in store, but you can kind of see how things are unfolding, and things happen really fast, and tomorrow could be completely different than today. There could be political powers that are drawn into the war in Israel now that's been going on. I think today's 8 or 9. And it's important that we're aware of those things, because I feel that even though we're thousands and thousands of miles away, that we still have the ability to be a part of the fight in the environment in which we live. And so I wanted to start by reading Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 through 7. It says, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." And that's part of that preparation day by day, is understanding that the Lord keeps our hearts and our minds focused in the right direction, focus on what we need to battle throughout each day, focused on things that we need to pray for. And I'm always appreciative of how the Lord looks over his children and takes care of us. And we see that happen in each other's lives, and we testify about that. And that's one of those things and part of that fight that we need to just continue to stay the course. And so, you know, these things, I'm not sure if everybody knows what's going on. I hope that everybody does, because it was really, I had to take a couple steps back Friday at work because I was discussing with one of my coworkers up in the office about what's going on in Israel. And he said, I know nothing about it. What is going on in Israel? I'm like, what? And so I was just like beside myself with his reactions. And he really professed that he didn't want to know what's going on. And I was like, do you know the importance of everything that's unfolding in this world? And we need to be aware of it and why? And it was interesting because in a carefree manner, he said, I like to do what I like to do and the world can do what it wants to do. And I'll just continue to live my life and I'm happy. And I was like, wow, that really is something that really had an impression on me. And, you know, as a Christian, I was like, to this gentleman, I won't say his name, I was like, you really need to start looking at what's going on in the world, because it's important that, you know, if you have any faith in your life, if you believe in God, and that's all you know at this time, then you need to start looking at these things, because, you know, things are happening and it's important that we're aware of it so we can understand what our role is. And he didn't want to have anything to do with it. So I tried, and I will continue to try. It's a battle. It's a fight. But I know that the Lord can touch anybody at any moment, at any time, because the power of his word is so strong. And that so soft-spoken word of his can change a person in a moment. So I really wanted to start by, this is the map of Israel. We know what's going on in the Gaza Strip. At any moment, Israel's going to go in there and they're going to take some action against Hamas. And so I put up here Deuteronomy chapter 20, verses 1 through 4. When thou goest out to battle against thine enemies and seest horses and chariots and a people more than thou, be not afraid of them, underlined. For the Lord thy God is with thee, which brought thee up out of the land of Egypt, and it shall be when you are come nigh unto the battle, that a priest shall approach and speak unto the people, and should say unto them, Hear, O Israel, ye approach this day unto your battle against your enemies. Let your hearts not be faint, fear not, and do not tremble, neither be terrified because of them. For the Lord your God is he that goeth with you to fight for you against your enemies to save you. And so when this all transpired, it happened in a moment's notice. You know, it was all over the media. I was listening in on NBC, BBC, NPR, Al Jazeera, Fox News, all of them. And it's just interesting to see different takes from different news media. So you kind of got to draw it in because they have this thing called the fog of war. You know, you don't know exactly what's going on, but we get the gist of it. And we know that it was a tragic incident that transpired and caused Israel to have to retaliate against Hamas. And so I look at that and I was listening to all the media channels, and there's one that my Sunday in school and I, we tune into frequently. It's called The Watchman, and I really appreciate it because you get a little bit of a deeper in-depth dive of kind of what's going on behind the scenes. And so, you know, this group Hamas that's in the Gaza Strip that started this war, and all these people are suffering, it doesn't just involve them. It extends. There's a network of individuals. There's a network of Islamic groups. There's Hezbollah, which is based out of Lebanon. So now they're starting to have issues in northern Israel up there on the map. You can see that in the north part where Lebanon, Hezbollah, the group up there is firing rockets at military installations up there and defense points in Israel. You have Jordan, you have Syria, You have Yemen. You have all these different countries that are against Israel. And one of the ones that we talked about and that we are really learned about is kind of where this is. This gentleman, Eric Stackelback, he calls it the head of the snake. And a lot of this is based out of Iran. And the Ayatollah and the religious leaders there are sponsoring all this. So, you know, there's this thing that is called the Ring of Fire, which is basically all these countries that are surrounding Israel that at any moment can be drawn into this war. And even Russia at this point, you know, Russia has a lot of support with the dictator in Syria, al-Shabaab, I believe is his name. But it's interesting how all this ties together in that even the United States is coming over to support Israel. It's been announced. And we're there. And, you know, despite all the distance that we have between them, I feel that inside of me, this is something greater. This is involving the Church of God. And there's all kinds of difficult situations for these groups that are trying to rescue hostages and help the people that are suffering. It's a very, very difficult political in the media. It's very difficult to be able to navigate through these things. But, you know, it's interesting because, Aaron, you actually talked about that, how, you know, the technologies and all these sophisticated pieces of equipment that monitor these areas and outside of the Gaza Strip and the West Bank, and how it all is just, it was plotted against, and how it was structured to unfold, and Israel was caught off guard. And one of these videos that we watched through this, Eric Stackelback is his name, on The Watchman, he showed an interview of a senior Hamas official, Ali Baraka, and he was on a Russian news media and explaining this just days ago about how this was all being prepared. You know, this started 2 years ago, this attack that they had plotted against Israel. And, you know, all the technologies that Israel had, they couldn't catch up with it and they couldn't uncover it. And so this is where we're at with that. And so all these things that are being brought to the light are starting to, like, it's like, wow, this is really something that, you know, is important to us in our spiritual lives because we're a part of the Church of God. And I find it interesting of, you know, what the U.S. is doing and how powerful the United States is, because, you know, we've done tours on military aircraft carriers and stuff of that nature, but just the magnitude of the military capabilities and power that our country has is pretty astronomical. It's a sight to behold. And so one of the things that we did was with the USS Gerald Ford, that aircraft carrier there, we sent that over to the Mediterranean Sea. And there's just this awesome power presence that is sitting off the shores of Israel out there in the Mediterranean Sea. And this thing is just like, it is huge. And I got a few statistics here on it, a few stats, and it was commissioned in 2017. It's named after former President Gerald Ford, and he actually served in the Navy during World War II. It's more than 1,100 feet long, 255 feet wide, and 250 feet tall. Its $18 billion vessel is the largest warship ever built. It's got a 5-acre flight deck that can carry up to 90 aircraft. And I put some of those aircraft up here, F-35s, F-18 Super Hornets, E-2D Advanced Hawkeyes, which is the one with the funny-looking disc on top. I believe that's like a radar system. And the E-18 Growlers, MH-60 Seahawk helicopters, and a bunch of other different aerial weaponry. And I look at that and look at, wow, that's just something to behold. It's almost unbelievable, the time, the effort, and the capability a piece of equipment like that, that piece of machinery and what all it can do. And I was thinking about that, and I was thinking about, you know, its awesomeness, but there's nothing that man can build with his hands that compares to the power of God and what he can do. It's just, it doesn't even compare. There's no comparison to it. So, you know, all these things that we're doing in preparation because of what's unfolding, you know, same must we prepare for the things that are unfolding, not just in our lives, but around the world as well. This is going to have a direct impact on it. As a matter of fact, our brother sent out an email in regards to that. You know, these are some of the things that we should be praying about and thinking about. It's important for us. It's important for God's children. So we have a part in that. We have a responsibility with that to be a child of God. And it's difficult to think sometimes of how fast this can go out of control and draw all these countries in, and something can happen. But, you know, God has a plan. And I've talked about that on our personal level, but, you know, worldwide, even with everybody in this world, God has a plan. And so being a part and understanding, and I'm not going to get into all of the history behind why this is happening, but, you know, it's part of prophecy, some of these things that are happening right now. And we're a part of that. So, you know, take ownership of who you are, as our brother was speaking about, and being that light for others. And so I wanted to read in Matthew chapter 24, a few verses there, 3-8. And this is talking about Christ sitting on the Mount of Olives. It says, "And he sat upon the Mount of Olives, and the disciples came unto him privately, saying, Tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of thy coming and the end of the world? And Jesus answered and said unto them, Take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of war. See that ye not be troubled, for all these things must come to pass. But the end is not yet, for the nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. And there should be famines, pestilence, and earthquakes in diverse places. All these are the beginning of sorrows." And so that scripture really stood out to me because one of Iran's ambassadors, it was the ambassador of Iran, I won't try to say his name, but he was telling the world basically that verbatim that if this continues and more innocent people continue to die, that they will make the earthquake. And I was like, wow, that's really a powerful saying. So, you know, we need to prepare ourselves for that which is to come. And I'm not trying to say this to scare anybody, but I just want to awaken your senses to take time and to ask the Lord to prepare your heart, to have you ready, to understand what it is in your role to, as things unfold, to be able to be a part of his work. That is so important for us. And what's going on in the Middle East, what's going on inside of us, what's going around with those people that we engage with on a daily basis, you know, it's important that we're always prepared, that we're willing to shine that light of God. And so I talk about, you know, this time, and like I said, I am an ignorant man when it comes to trying to understand everything that the gospel teaches us. But one thing I do know, that trust is such an important thing in this process of life. And when you have a loving God to trust, he's there to care for you. He's going to teach you. He's going to give you understanding as needed, as he deems necessary. And I appreciate that because, you know, I hear through, I watch a lot of YouTube and interesting things about the gospel. And a lot of people are trying to predict exactly when the Lord is going to come. But, you know, I take that with a grain of salt. It's interesting. Some of it's entertaining. But for the most part, the Lord wants us to be prepared, wants us to be prepared for when he comes. And so, you know, he tells us in Matthew chapter 24, 36 through 39, but of that day and hour, no man knoweth no man. No, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and living and giving in marriage until that the day that Noah entered into the ark and knew not until the flood came and took them all away. So shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. And so one of those things is as things are unfolding, don't lose hope. You know, always have trust. Always look to God and have him and ask him to have your heart prepared for those things that are unfolding in this world. And I was reading this and this morning. It's interesting because of how much time has gone by already. When 9/11 transpired, you know, when that all took place, they're saying this is kind of Israel's 9/11. And, we were, my father and my brother and I were in Sturgeon Bay, Wisconsin, and it was 9/12 before I even knew what happened on 9/11, because we were staying at Pottawatomie State Park and we were fishing and, we had no cell phones, you know, we didn't have cell phones then. And we just had to go to town to fuel up the vehicle and to get ice because it was melting in the cooler. I remember this very, I'm sure all of us that were around then knew exactly what they were doing. But it was 9/12 when we did that. And we went into the, it was a mobile on the corner right before the bridge as you cross over Sturgeon Bay. And it was just like very somber. And we were like, what's going on? Because the TV was on. They had a little TV up on the wall in that little mini mart fuel station. And it was just shocking of how all this was going on. And everybody was just so upset. And it was that time of confusion. And what do we do? How do we go from here? But I've learned from that it's important for us to be allowing God to give us courage, strength, the ability to edify others, to share his light through all these difficult times because of what we're called to do. We have a purpose. And so, you know, all this stuff that is unfolding, a lot of us can relate to that what's happening with Israel. But at the same time, you know, we can still be praying for those that stand in need. And so don't lose hope. Always have faith in God that he cares for his children. And so I was thinking about that, and I wanted to talk about the 10 virgins and that parable, because this is something that I think that relates to that, and we need to be ready, just as this parable teaches us. And so it's important that we know that, you know, this light that we carry for God is something that can be seen, and it can provide, and it can care for, and it can draw in, and it's something that can give off warmth. There's all these things that come with that light of God, and it can help us through a lot of dark times. And so in Matthew chapter 25, verses 1 through 13, I have here, then the kingdom of heaven shall be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them, but the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps, and the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, not so, lest there be enough for us and you, but go rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterwards, Afterward came also the other virgins, saying, Lord, Lord, open unto us. But he answered and said, Verily I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. And so it's important that, you know, we're carrying this life for God, and it's important to profess that. And it's important to encourage others to learn about that. Whether you're at step one in your walk with Christ, or you're 60, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90 years down the road, you know, it's important that we're always understanding that there could be a time and a place when the Lord returns. And our job as those children of carrying that light is to, you know, be responsible, be accountable, and profess those things which are good, to be able to support and to encourage others to be a part of that when Christ returns. And so I have a few notes that I listed out here when I was doing a little bit of studying on this. You know, the bridegroom is Christ, and the virgins are the members of the church. The wedding is the coming of the Lord. The lamp, it is the life and the light that we have. The vessel is our heart. I wanted to talk about that a little bit, and that oil that's carried in our vessel. Faith and righteousness is really important as well. The foolish, they make no provisions for what is to come. And, you know, a lot of people get caught in this because they're dealing with the moment and not kind of looking out and seeing what the potentials of things happening are. The wise maintain and keep their profession. And so, you know, with those virgins, it was important that they always kept that light. And some of them had good intentions to do so. But as we know, and as we read in scriptures, that we as Christians could get caught up in complacency and those things that pull us away from what's really important. And I think about that, and you know, showing consistency to God in our spiritual life is so important. This is something that keeps that light lit. This is what is producing the oil, the faith, the righteousness for our lamps. In our heart is the vessel that carries that. And part of that is being wise and understanding what our hearts need, and always preparing for the unexpected. And, you know, we have unexpected things that happen in our lives all the time, and sometimes it's hard to deal with. But I know, and I've seen, and I've heard, and I've witnessed all those things that God has done to help us be able to get through, you know, the faith, the oil that we have, and being dedicated to the Lord always keeps that light burning. You know, our ability to be able to keep those covenants in which we make, following or make with God, following after his Son, going into the waters of baptism, understanding the commandments that the Lord gives us, all those have an impression in our heart, that vessel that the Lord keeps. And my prayer and my hope, my trust in God, is that we're always keeping that full. We're always looking forward with that eye of faith, and understanding that, you know, it's something that we have to exercise. It's important to exercise the heart, and it's also important to exercise our heart in a spiritual way as well. And you know, it can be difficult at times, and we can feel weak, but God gives us strength in our weaknesses. And I wanted to talk about the wise and the foolish. I read a little bit in Matthew Henry on the wise and the foolish. And what he had to say with the wise is they had a within themselves. They were steadfast. They were patient, and always applying the gospel in their routine. And so that's important for us, you know, to be the wise. Always have that those principles, what God gives us, embedded in our hearts, at the forefront of our thoughts, at the forefront of how we speak, you know, how important that is. And I really like the patience, because, you know, we don't know the time or the day of the Lord's return. And that's one of the things that we all struggle with, is patience. You know, we learn as we grow to have that patience more and more. And it's interesting how you see things unfold, as difficult as they may be. But when you know that the things are in the Lord's hands, it makes it easier. It brings you a peace in your life. But on the other hand, the foolish, you know, it's here through Matthew Henry, he was saying that they act under the influence of external inducements, which means basically all those things that are happening on around them, like they're reactionary, they're reactionist, and they don't think about what the repercussions are of being acted upon and acting on something that's happening in the moment when you're not prepared. And so that's where I talk about those things. Always be on guard. You know, let the Lord help you be able to see those things and understand those things that are going on. Take care of your spiritual heart, your spiritual well-being, because, you know, these things, when they unfold, it seems like a lot of times things just, there's that snowball effect where something so little as a little outburst here, it can grow into a big issue among many nations. And we need to be ready for things like that to happen. Hopefully not in our lifetime, but from what we're seeing, I don't want to say it's inevitable, but boy, we're walking a fine line with everything that's going on over there. And so we need to just continue to be wise and take action, you know, take the opportunities to be able to spread that light to others, always keeping our vessels full and showing people that there's something better ahead because of God being in our lives. It's something we have to look forward to. You know, we should be setting goals spiritually, where we're at now, where are we going to see ourselves, you know, 2, 5, 10 years from now? Are we going to be in the same exact place, sitting in the same seat as we were 10 years ago, as the same exact person? I hope not. I hope that you're continuously trying to learn, trying to grow, trying to understand, and letting God work with you in your heart and in your life. And Dale Carnegie here, he says that inaction breeds doubt and fear. Action breeds confidence and courage. And I'd like to say that what God has done for me, has done for others that I've talked to, how true this is, that if we're understanding of what it is and what it means to be called to be a Christian, then we really have a confidence and courage, knowing that each day that poses challenge, that we can overcome those things. That Israel, as they're going through this very difficult time, that we can support them through our prayers, because God hears our prayers. He hearkens diligently unto us and our cries to Him. And so we need to hearken diligently unto His voice, the voice of the Lord. It's important that we do that. Doubt and fear is something that, you know, I try to encourage confidence in my family, and that knowing that, all these things that are happening, God's going to take care of us. And I have no doubt and I have no fear whatsoever that what God has in store for us is nothing but good. And if times are difficult, He will show us the good in those times. We'll learn from it. We'll grow from it. And so keep that in mind. So we definitely, we need to be praying for Israel. It's important. It's important as us and being Christians to understand that there's things that the Lord has intended to happen, but it's also important because you have so many families, loved ones, friends that in some way or another may be tied directly to this. And in a way, you know, as the Gentiles, we do share this with God's children, his chosen children. So I would ask that you would pray for Israel. But we know it says, I wanted to read in Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 1 through 7. It says, and it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I commanded thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Blessed shalt thou be in the city, and blessed shalt thou be in the field. Blessed shalt thou be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thy kind, and the flocks of the sheep. Blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. Blessed shalt thou be when thou comest in, and blessed shalt thou be when thou goest out. The Lord shall cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way and flee thee seven ways. And so, you know, this is after God's children departed from Egypt and were going into the promised land. And, you know, they were worried. They had doubt. They had fear. But the Lord is reassuring them. And I like these words and I appreciate them because basically everything that they had and who they were and what they owned was being blessed by God if they just followed his commandments and hearkened to his voice diligently. And so that's our vessel. That's our lamp. Always keeping that lit and carrying that, letting that be a light, letting it share warmth, light, direction, drawing people in. It's soft when you have that light of God. It's soft, it's gentle, and it's warming. And so that's the love of God, is that light. And we need to continue to share that, but we also need to be strong and to have courage and hope and faith that God is always helping us grow, preparing us for that which is to come, and you know, being ready for that and understanding what our role is and willing to accept that. So that's my message for tonight. And the Lord has put that on my heart. I hope and I pray that everyone will continue to keep an eye on what's going on in the world. It's important. It's important to not be caught off guard. And, you know, these things, like I said, can happen in a moment's notice. But even if they do and we're ready for it and our hearts are in the right place, God will use us. So God bless each and every one of you. And I thank you for your time.